Power hides in many ways, which we'll be exploring today. But another name for what this is the intersection between Marx and Alice. And I've established, I put up a new webpage when the old one wasn't saving anymore, and we won't go into it, but it has that name. The archival shows, you'll have to go link to, but I believe the new page begins with last week's show, with a few archival shows that include discussions of Marx, because there is already, in theory, an organized group of folk who are called the left, who include a lot of us listening to this show, who could become that critical mass of folk pushing forward authentic discussions and authentic strategies of how to get free. And I'm arguing that it is critical that these folk step up. So I'm believing it's important to devote a sufficient amount of time to exploring why we have given our allegiance to Marxist theory, whether that is wise, why, if it were in fact, why it has not served to free us at this juncture when we have the internet and instantaneous communication. And this is why we devoted a considerable amount of time to anti-systemic movements, because it did that analysis. It went through and explained how Marxist theory is not enough right now, that we need some new strategies. And with the internet, there is an instantaneous communication. There is absolutely no reason, if we are accurately assessing our conditions, our current situation, for us not to get free. It is simply about moving forward consciously, understanding what has undermined us up to now, so that we can plan for that. But most importantly, two things. It has to be a global vision. What they argued is that the so-called solution claimed the state is a failed solution. It cannot work within a global system, a global interstate system. It cannot. So that we have to acknowledge that in our discussions and say we need a global vision. And then secondly, we have to acknowledge that the system has perpetuated itself through what Marcuse called introjection, by us being it. And that it is time for us to stop this playing into power's hands by doing its division work for it and saying some subgroup of us is the problem. No, we are all in this together. We've all been conditioned to be obedient. And so we all have to together face this conditioning, this democratic introjection, as Marcuse said, and set aside our grief, set aside our bitterness, and recognize that the hands that caused the grief are our hands, is us, that those truly responsible stay hidden from us, well out of our eyesight, and that to blame those who do the dirty work is helping power carry out its mission to keep us at each other's throats so that they can win. That's what they want to do, is win. In their minds, winning means keeping us forever under their thumb. Once we discuss what we want, what their obsession with winning becomes irrelevant. And it does not require that we convince all of us, all 99.999%, It just requires that enough of us begin painting that picture of the beauty we are and that we want, and start working together to spread that news, that good news. And a sufficient number gravitate to it and want to help do it. But we have to be conscious of power's tactics for undermining that organization in order to get through that serious, heavy-duty effort of power to set it back. Now, some may, but maybe just conclude that thought, that the Marxists and socialists out there, let alone the anarchists, the entire left, is enough for us to get this job done. And if we need to go through this process of understanding why Marxist theory is not sufficient for the challenge before us today. He wasn't coping with EMF weaponry. He wasn't coping with although he was there at the onset of this strategy of using agent provocateurs. That's really interesting. So I'm glad we're going to be going through the 18th Brumaire. But we are at the point where it is patently clear we need some new strategies, and I think we've identified the correct ones here based on our an accurate analysis of the conditions we are in and the opponent and their strategies arrayed against us.